Okay, let's get into Challah Daf Tes. Challah Daf Tes, as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Challah, a new world, as we've had for the past week and a half after completing Maaser Sheni, and now we're in Challah for the next couple of dafim. This is a big parak, 15-16 blot of the parak, Parak Hamisha Dvarim, the five things. This Mishnah also appears in part of it, is related to the one in Pesachim, and the wherever Tziruf might come up, as we mentioned in Meiri a couple of days ago about Tziruf. So we'll pick up again with Ches Amid Beis, towards the middle, relating to the machlokas that we had. If somebody uses the word, the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, if somebody makes a neder from pas or tevua, then Rabbi Meir says you're usur in these five grains. That's what pas and tevua mean. The Chachamim say hanoder min hadagon eino usur elamehen. Dagon also, even though dagon is like digun midgan, the Gemara says sometimes a pile, it just means a pile, but still also only those five grains. So the Gemara has a havamina. Well, what do the Chachamim say about pas and tevua? So does Rabbi Meir say those two are limited to the five? And the Chacham say, no, those two aren't limited? That's the Gemara's initial understanding. The Gemara says, let's pick up again on Ches Mabez. Another Benapas, Noder Menapas Menatua Aser Bakol L'Rabbanan. Are the Rabbanan saying only Dagon is limited to those five, but Pas and Tfua would be all? What do you mean, Pas? Pas includes everything? We don't think that would be appropriate. Pas only includes the five grains. So Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Keni Masnisa Af Hano Demena Dagon. Eino Aser Elamehem. No, it's inclusive. Look at the Gra. Keni Masnisa Af Hano Demena Dagon. Pirish. De Pligi Arebi Meir, De Omar. Arguing on Rabbi Meir, who said, Damar Dafka Hanoder Menapas, Mashma, only Noder Menapas is limited to those five. Avala Noder Menadagon, called the Midgan Mashma. The Tanakama holds that anything that's Midgan is included in the word Dagon. Alei Amri Rabbanon, Afa Noder Menadagon. And that's what the Rabbanon are saying, no, also Dagon is limited to those five. So Man and Kaimin, what exactly are we talking about in the Mishnah? What exactly was said? Im Omer Pas Torah, if he meant what the Torah calls Pas, so then Me'ata Af Ha'omer Tevua Torah. So then the next line should be Pas and Tevua, those are the words, two words in the Mishnah. So it must be when the Torah calls something Tevua. But then it will be very inclusive. Yei Aser Bakol, Tichsivu Tevuas Hakarim. Right? Tevua includes vineyards. Tevuas Hakarim means the produce. Tevua is just produce. So if you're talking about Torah language, like we know sometimes it's is this Lashon Torah Luchud, Lashon Rabbanon Luchud, Lashon Bnei Adam, right? Three different categories. So if we're talking about Tevua Torah, so then should we include everything? So that can't be. Iba Omer Pastam, and if he said Pastam without anything specific, and Pastam like the Pnei Moshe, Pastam Alai, so then Ein Lecha Kari Pastam Alachidim Sorim Bavad, then he should only include those two. Those are the only two. Look at the Pnei Moshe again. Am I Aser B'chol Chamesh Zaminim? Then why would you be Aser in all five? Ha Ein Kari Pastam Ela Paschidim Sorim. Pastam like we learned in Nedarim. Nedarim talks about a whole parak or two prakim about if you say this phrase, what does it mean? Because it's all about Lashem B'nei Adam. So what exactly is the case of the Mishnah? So Amar Rabbi Yosa, Kiyamte, the Mishnah must be talking about a case of Pastam. Pastam, as the Pnei Moshe says. We're talking about Pastam. But we're talking about a case where it's a place where they have all types of breads. All types of breads they make. All different types, even from other minim, cornbread and potato bread. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that in this case where a lot of things are also made there, but stam pas is only these five, and that's what the Pnei Moshe says. And that's the chiddush. Only those five. That's pastam. There are pas. Tiras and pasa, the other types of breads, but they wouldn't be included in this lashon. Again, neder itself is a very big topic. There is a big discussion, a relationship, interesting, between a neder and a shvua. Right, the only time in Shas where the chilek that Reb Chaim made famous of Chefsa Gavra, it appears only one place in Shas, on the first daf in Nedarim, and it's in the context of neder and shvua. That's the language of the Gemara, Velisni Kinu Shvuos Baser Nedarim. Why don't you say Kinu Shvuos? It's talking about the first Mishnah there. It says, Kol Kinuyei. Kol Kinuyei Nedarim Kinedarim. all kinuye, those are other words for a neder, are like nedarim, vacharamim, kacharamim, ushvuos keshvuos. Why don't you put shvua after right after neder? Asked the Gemara. The Gemara goes through the whole order. So why don't you put shvuas right after neder? That's what the Gemara says, because there's a distinction between them. We think, like in English, they're both vows or oaths. Those are kind of similar. So says the Gemara, Vakiva Dani Tartin, Hlisi Kini Bishvuas Basa Nadarim, I di Tatana Nadarim, the Mitzer Chefsa Ale, because it talks about Nadarim, which is ossering the object on the person. The focus is the object. That tree is ossered to me. Tana Gabe Charam, Nami Charam, and the Mitzer Chefsa Ale. So it says Charamim second, because that's also an Mitzer Chefsa. Cherim is another lashon of saying something is osser. La Fuke Shvua, to Kasser Nafshe Min Chefsa. Unlike Shvua, which is about the Gav. I will, I won't, or I didn't, or I don't, right? There's four shvuas, two past, two future, four shvuas bituis. So that's the chilek of neder and neder and shvua in the Gemara, the only time Chefsa Gavra appears. The Ran there, again, you can't learn a Durham without the Ran is amazing. The Ran there quotes a machlokas between his great-grand Rebbe, the Ramban, and himself. What if you flip the language? What if you made a neder with a lashon of a shvua and a shvua with a lashon of a neder? So here the Gemara seems to be mechalik between them. Look at the Ran. Klomar. She'osar akikar olav. By neder. Va'omar achilas kikar ze olai. La'fuke shvua da'osar nafshim min chefza. Klomar. She'omar shvua shalo ochal kikar ze. Umehamashma, says the Ran. De'ein shvua balashon neder. Ve'lo neder balashon shvua. It sounds like from this Gemara, never the twain shall meet. There's neder and there's shvua. Hilkach. Kol she'echlif shal ze baze. Ein bedvar of klum. If you messed up, if you took a neder in shvua language or shvua in neder language, it's meaningless because there are two mechanisms that you could use. And if you mess them up, if you use gavra for neder or chefsa for shvua, then it's meaningless. Vigal amedak. But he says, look, there are various gemaras that seem to flip them. If you look later on in Daf Yud Beis, ezel isar ha'amur batora hare alai shalo ochel basar. Hare alai means neder. Shalo ochel basar, that's shvua. Alma yesh neder balashin shvua. Ta shalo ochel ka'amar. Uperek shvua shtayim basra na'ami mashma. Di shvua balashin neder. So he just said there's a neder in using the shvua lashon. And I'll give you another example of a shvua using a leather. Darmina hasam ba'omer achila mishtehen alai shvua. Vaha hai lishna de neder, who's a language of neder. Because it's alai. V'karma legabi shvua alma mahani. So how do you understand this? Says the Ran, it sounds like from those Gemaras that it can be interchangeable. Yesh lomar dahani lishni la bedafka nakit luhu. Those Gemaras are lavdafka. Diahu de ezeo isar amur betora lo asa shmina derech isar de atfasa. It's just telling you an example of what hatfasa is. That means you connect an isar to a source isar. Mishumachi lo dokba lishne lo olamo tsiyabalash nether kamar. Those Gemaras, okay, re-understand those Gemaras as lavdafka. That is what the Ran holds. V'chein das rabbeinu chananel v'harav ben migash ulaze hiskim harashba. All of these, these, and again, the fact that you cannot flip the Lashonos would be because they think that it's two totally different worlds. Neder and Ashvua are different worlds, and therefore you cannot mix and match the two. Will be Shalmi Yiflik Bahaidina? Fine. Aval Haramban Zalkasa Bilchas Nedarim Shalo. The Leke Lashibushi Hanach Sugya. No, don't say that all of those Gemaras are not meduyak. Elavadai, neder shem b'lashon shvua, ushvua b'lashon neder, mahani, says the Ramban, you can use opposite lashonos. Miu, lav me'ikr neder. It just, v'ikr shvua. That's not the original, undiluted, clear, pure language of each one. Tamrina besugya, the neder shvua lo shavim b'lashonayu. Our Gemara says they have a different lashonos. But that doesn't mean that they're so different, and if you switch the Lashonos, it's meaningless. Elamidin yado sudamahani. Ah, a yad. Another sugi there in a dharma. Yad means if I say something that is connected to, I didn't say the full Lashon, but it's like a yad, like there's a handle, a yadit. So a yad, we're not doing Nadarm now, but that's a yad. Tamahani deneder, sh'amr b'lashon shvua, kima depiv li boshav, and lesser shua latzmo, b'chul, and he continues, machlokas Ramban and other Rishonim, whether you could mix and match the Lashonos, but that linguistic machlokas could very well be about something much deeper, and that is there overlap? The Gemara says chefsa gavra, but that just means, yeah, the mechanism is different, but the tochen is more similar. Or do you say, no, they're very different in the two? And again, there are many other sugyas that relate to that. The other machlokas here, once we're on the Ran Daf Beis, the ikar lashon of a neder. The Ikaloshin of a neder, that's this first Ranan, Daf Aleph Amad Aleph, Beis Amad Aleph, right? Aleph is only in the Yerushalmis, right? Beis Amad Aleph in the Ran talks about what of a neder is to be matvis or not. What's to be matvis? Ikar neder b'liat fasa. The Ran there says the Ikar neder is without hatfasa. Meaning I could say this hamburger is awesome to me. That's a neder. That's the classic neder language. The Gemara talks about hatfasa later on. What does hatfasa mean? This hamburger is usher to me like that piece of carbon. That's a hatfasa. A matvis, something I connect the two. So the Gemara, the Ran says, and other Rishonim say, that concept of hatfasa works. It doesn't mean that it's needed. When the Gemara talks about hatfasa, and the Gemara says you have to be matvis bedavar hanadr v'lo bedavar aser. Like I could say, this thing is aser to me like that carbon, because I made the carbon aser, so this is aser like also. But if I say this is aser to me like a piece of a pig, that doesn't work. That's not hatfasa, because Hashem made pig aser, and I'm making this aser. So that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, the Gemara just says hatfasa needs these rules, but not that you need hatfasa. That's the Ran. But if you look in the Tosfos and the Rush and the Mefarish here on the page, on Daf Beis, they say no. The Iker Neder is Bahatfasa. The Iker Neder is Bahatfasa. Says the, that's the, all the Mefarshim here on the page. Maybe I'll just find it if I can find it in the Rush. Kosheinu Iker Hashem Nikra Kinui. Nedarim Iker Neder Hamer Batarahu Shematvis Achifetz Bedavar Haneesar. Aide Isrpe. Kigon Karbon. Oh, hektish, oh, shenishba alav. Right, so that's Iker. See, the Meiri there says, that's amazing though. What? Because if you would never have the parsha of hektish, then you would never have the parsha of nedarim. Doesn't sound that way in the Torah, right? That you have to be matvis. Nedarim is totally on a different area. Okay, that's nedarim. Maybe we'll get back to nedarim Hashem a little bit in the next Mishnah. But let's continue. So the Mishnah says, third Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Elu chayavim b'chalu b'trim and amaisers. Remember we had in the end of the previous Mishnah, we foreshadowed. What did the Mishnah say there? The Mishnah repeated a line that we didn't really need. It said, all of these five grains are chayav in chala and in maisers. So we said that was a lead into this line. Elu, now we have some things that are chayav b'chalu b'trim and amaisers. There are some items that are chayav in chala. Obviously, it has to be one of the five grains, and they're pater from Isris. Classic cases are chayiv in both. You have wheat, you have barley, but the following are pater from Isris. Haleket, vashicha, vapeya, v'yahefker. All of these items that are pater from Isris. We'll learn some of the limudim again in the Gemara. Again, leket, shicha, and peya, the three matnas aniyim. When the aniyim pick up and collect these, again, Lekin and Shicha are based on something that the Baal did. Peah is just left. The corner is left, as we discussed at length in Maseches Peah. Via Hefker, all of these are Pater from Isris. But then the Ani picks it up and starts kneading the dough with it. At that point, it's his. And they're Chayav and Chala. Because what's the critical time, as we'll learn in the Gemara, the critical time is Ariso Sechem. At that time, when it is, you know, yours, the Gilgal, the Chiyav, is much later. So by that time, it's not Hefker anymore. Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Tekiva de Bishas Meiruach Hefker Hain by Lichat Shechen Pei and Hefker Sitz Bishas Meiruach Ler Hefker Pterim and Amaiser Aval Inyin Chala de Shas Chiyuva Begil Golaisa. The Chiyuv kicks in later. Remember we had at the end of Meiser Sheni Beischa, that's Chala. Rabbi Arti Hakadosh Ben Abayis. Bias is a reference to Chala because that's the only one that kicks in. The Chiyuv kicks in the house. So that's why you're going to be Chayev. Oz Eino Hefker, Chayev and Machala. It's not Hefker anymore at that time. Again, Hefker with a vase is like a fe, right? Hefker, Kamo Hefker, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So that is the first group. Let's just continue reading and then we'll talk more about Hefker. Umay Sarisha, Shanela Chumaso. What else is Chayev and Chala and Pater for Maestris? All of these. Maestri Rishon that had its Truma taken off. What does that mean? Does that mean it's regular? You took off Truma and then Truma's Maestr? We'll have to see what the Chiddush is. Umaestri Sheni Vehektish and Iftu. Right? These come up in other Mishnais as well, in Brachas. Umaestri Sheni Vehektish and Iftu. Maestri Sheni and Hektish that were redeemed. So now you have grain that was redeemed and no longer has any kedusha. So that's chayav and chala, but it's pater from maestros. Umosar haomer, the leftover of the omer to make the carbon omer. As we learned, one has to make a whole fanfare. We learned about the carbon omer the past couple of days, and you cut the omer, but you cut a lot of omer because you get the Mishnah say in Menachas, you have to sift it many times. Fifth and many times, because 13 times, right? The Mara Folda here quotes the Mishnah in the 10th Parak of Menachas. Yud Gimel Nafa. So you get very, very fine. So what do you do with the leftovers? So the leftover flour, you could use to give it to the Kohanim and use to bake. That's going to be Chayav and Chala, even though it's Pater from Maestris, because it was already designated as Kachim, as we'll see. Utfua Shalavi Yishlish, or Tfua, that did not grow a third. So that's early. There's no chiyuv maisras if the tvua is not ripe. Tvua shelo hevia shlish. But the Tanakhama says that's chayav and chala. If you take tvua shelo hevia shlish and you grind it up and you make it into a dough, it's going to be chayav in chala. Rebbe Lezer Omer tvua shelo hevia shlish patur ben chala. Okay, Rebbe Lezer argues. We'll have to see about what that machlokas is. So stop there for a minute. So let's go back to Hefker. So because we spoke about Nidarim, I thought maybe we'd speak about Hefker for Hefker and its relationship to Nidarim also for a minute. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nidarim in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Dalid, the Rambam says, Hefker, afal pi she'eino neder, harehu kimo neder. She'asu lo lachzerbo. Why? What a lashon. The Rambam, where does the Rambam get this from? That is a big mystery. Where does the Rambam get this from? The Mefarshim on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say a word. Right? Where does the Rambam get this from? So the Achrodim try to figure it out. But the Rambam says, Hefker, I'm Mafker something. Even though that's not, what does Hefker have to do with the Neder? I hereby, you know, relinquish my my bailus. So Hefker, I'll be shino Neder. It's not a Neder, but it's like a Neder. How are you come on Neder? Sha'asul alach serbo. So that, it's also, what is the Rambam adding that for? Sha'asul alach serbo. It's like a Neder, you can't be chozer bo. Umawa Hefker, Sha'yomar Adam Nechasim Elu, Hefker Lakol. These nechasim are hefker to all. Bein b'metaltalin, bein b'karkos. Whether it's metaltalin, movable items, or karka, one can be mafker. The case of the nehefker, kalakodem. So if a person retracts and gets it, that's not retraction. That's just getting it back from hefker. The case of the nehefker, kalakodem, v'zachabo, kano la'atzmo. V'nase shalo, whoever picks it up, it's theirs. V'yafilu zeh shehifkir, dino bo kedin koladam. V'mkadam v'zachabo kaneo. Anybody, even the mafker, go pick it up. So that is the halacha of Hefker and its relationship to Neder. So even though it's not a Neder, it's like a Neder. And the Mefarshim 1 to the Ksos talks about this in a number of places. The Ksos in Reish Ayin Gimel. Reish Ayin Gimel, that's Hilchas Hefker. So the first Ksos on that Shulchan Aruch, he talks about this Rambam. Misupakani. Lafi Masha Mevar Da'ada Asa Lachsa. The Rambam emphasizes you can't be Choser Bo because it's like a Neder. Imke Nira. To Hefker ain't osa kinyan. If the Rambam has to tell us that you can't be chozer bo, it must be that you don't need a kinyan for Hefker, because you didn't do any kinyan here. Imke nira to Hefker ain't osa kinyan. It must not be a hakna. The big sugya beside Hefker, is it a hakna or is it a siluk? But it must be Hefker is not a kinyan. To e osa kinyan ma inyan nederlekan ha tepek le defkar yatzam reshusa. Oh, he can't be chozer bo. It's ready out of his reshus. El al karcha says the ksos nira to Hefker ain't no kinyan. It must be Hefker is not a kinyan. But like the Rambam says, it's connected to Neder, and it's included in Bal Yachel, V'im Kain. So, Nafkamina, as the Ksos and his classic genius, he's all come up with a Nafkamina. What if somebody's Mafkir and then they die? Hifkir Vameis. So maybe, if it's no Kinyan, maybe the Yar, and if it's Midin Neder, like the Rambam says, Yarshim do not have a chiv to fulfill their father's neder. Imkein hifker v'meis efshar to who shall a yarshim kiban to einu alam yishum neder. L'may nafgemina, maybe they could be chozer bo v'hanoder v'meis ina yarshim uchuyivam l'kayim nidro. The Ksos says that could be a nafgemina for this Rambam. But he quotes a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, which sounds like hefker is osa kinyan, because the Gemara there talks about shvisas kelim. Masechta Shabbos daf yud ches daf yud tes machlokas b'shamayim beis hillel, and he brings a Gemara there that it sounds that way. A little bit later in the Ksos, Amna mana seshalom matzasi makar hadin may ayin yatzal lahem de hefker hu mishum neder. Where does the Rambam get this from? What is the relationship between hefker and neder? V'chol aposkim rishonim gam achronim holcho acharei divrei Rambam bazeh v'lo yadanu aye makar hadavar. Where is the makar? Where is the makar for this Rambam? So that's a mystery. The Beis Yosef thinks it's a Gemara one place, and there's a Gemara Nedarim, maybe it's connected to Tztaka. That's what the Ksos thinks at the end, that if you say Hefker, the Gemara at the beginning of Nedarim, that Hefker is Mitam Tztaka, and Tztaka is Mitam Neder. Okay, that's one. But well, that's one Nafkamina if the person dies. But there's another fascinating one that's brought up by Achronim, and that is, Menchas Chinuch discusses this, and that is, what about She'ela? What about She'ela? Right? She'ela b'Neder. Well, it could be Shoal on a Neder, so what about being She'ela on Hefker? Right, I could go to a chacham and somebody picks up my dvar hefker, and then I'm going to be shoal on the hefker. So then the whole thing stops. So the Ran says on daf pehe in the darim, there's no matzah. We don't find the she'el of a hefker. But the achronim say, according to the Rambam, maybe you would say that one can be shoal on their hefker. The achronim talk about this in the context of chametz. Right, because is it possible that if you hold bittul is mitam hefker according to those we shown him, So then is there a possibility to violate by Rabbi Yimotzi? If you're shoal on the hefker, then it'll end up, it'll be your chametz. So that's most assumed that you can't be shoal. He is the Rambam. When the Rambam, what we read before, the Rambam doesn't say that is hefker, period. The Rambam says that he gives one nafkamina. He can't be chozer bo. So that's what he's emphasizing. This isn't regular hefker. He says, avabish ino neder, how are you kamo neder? So all these nafkaminas, you don't have to say any of them work exactly like neder. It's kamo neder. Right? The Arsameach says it's an ochaz ishus. Here in Perak Yud Zayin, Alach Yud, he says that's the Rambam's emphasis, that it's like a neder, but it's not exactly like a neder. And that's what most Achronim assume, that he can't be chozer bo. Okay, so we spoke a little bit about neder, and we spoke about hefker being connected to neder, and again, nafkaminas, about mace and about she'ela. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, elu, now we have the other way, right? We said the first group, the five grains, we said in the previous Mishnah, we said these are chayev and chala, and in maestros. Now we just quoted items that are chayev and chala, and putter from Maestros, Chayev and Chalapot from Maestros, and now we have the opposite. Elu, Chayev and Maestros, who Puter Menachala. The following items lack their Shem Lechem. And because they lack their Shem Lechem, so they're not going to be Chayev and Chalapot. We're going to talk about each of these. And they have many halachic ramifications practically in our day and age as well. How something is baked, how thin the batter is. So we'll have to talk about each of these. Elu, Chayev and Maestros, Puter Menachala. Ha'orez, Ha'duchin. Right, so those are not the five grains. So even if somebody, the rice, so rice is chayv and maestros, right? A regular case, right? All tvua is chayv and maestros, but it's not chayv and chala. V'haduchin millet, v'hapargin, some types of poppy, hashumshimim, sesame. If I grind these up and make flour and make bread, from these items, I make a dough, so they're going to be potter from chala. They're not the five grains. V'akinios are other types of legumes, corn, and potato and the like. Upachos bechameshes revam b'tfua. There's the shear we mentioned. What's the shear? Five revaim, five quarters. That is the shear, as we mentioned, of chala. We mentioned in the Hakdama what the shear is, whether it's daraisa. It's five quarters of a kav. So one and a quarter kav, about 43.2 average sized eggs. And the machlokas of Chaim Noah the Chazonish. What exactly is that lamaisa? I'm not getting back to that now. But so less than the shear is also not chayiv in chala, but it is chayiv in maestros. There's no reason it's not chayiv in maestros. Or now we get to a number of items that are not called lechem. Sufganin, spongy dough, vahadubshinin, some type of very sweet, right? The barafolda, mitugane mitvash, it's fried with honey, or inami nilosha mitvash, or it's kneaded, right, with honey. Ha iskaritin, some type of very thin batter, says the Marafolda, Blilasan Racha Ma'od. Very thin batter. It comes up in Hilchas Chala, comes up in Hilchas Shabbos. Vachalas Amasre, some type of pan. Scalded bread. Let's see what these are. Again, the Marafolda. Chala chaluta b'machvas, like a frying pan. All of these are not made in a way that's called lechem mida araisa. They have medume. And medume, right, a mixture of truma and chulin, where there was not enough chulin to be mevatel the truma, right, less than 1 to 100, and therefore there is the suffix that this is truma, and truma is pater from chala, so truma and chala, all of these are pater from chala. Actually, this last line of medume is pater from chala, are we talking about a kohen or a Yisrael? A kohen Yisrael, that is pater from chala. The Me'iri, Imsachim, on Daf Lamed Zayin, discusses who are we talking about? It says Yesh bo meduma ze yesh bo makom iyun shahari kohen or nochayev b'chala. A kohen doesn't have kiddik chala. He doesn't have a chiyev of chala. V'yim tomer al Yisrael hari kol atzma asur lo. The whole thing is asur him anyway. So the Yisrael, when he's taken off chala, it's all meduma. He can't eat any of it. Lefichach yeshe perushua b'sha'arav v'achlu. Maybe it's the Yisrael who ate it already. Umitzacha meduma ein isura elami divrei sofrim. The whole shear of 1 to 100 is midrabanan. Not midaraisa, va'omer alei she'ein alav iser chala. And maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying. Where you ate it already, so there's no more, there's an iser drabanan, is there an iser of chala? But then he says, v'yesh betartzim, maybe he's talking about a kohen. A kohen can't eat a dough before being mafrish. He could keep it after he's mafrish, but he can't just keep it as is. V'yesh betartzim, says the Me'iri, v'zeh, shalakohanim nemra, shahakohen chayev gamkin lahafrish as a chala. The kohen also has to take off challah. Ela she'inu tzorach lidna l'kohen acher v'chein adin b'chol chumas and maestros. As we know, all chumas and maestros, the kohen has to do regular afrasha.
Kemosha Amru, as it says, Lafisha Koanim Notlin Minakol Yachol Yochlu Perosam Betivlam Tamalomar. He quotes the Sifri, Kain Tarimu Gam Atem Atem Larabos Esalavim Gam Atem Larabos Esakoanim Velimed Alzu Sheptura Lagamri. So the Chiddush is that Medume, the Koanim don't have to be Mafrish because it's just Medume that holds a Safig, and no Chala either, but it's possibly Truma. Good, says the Gemara. Rav Oshia Shala Kahana, very early Amora. This is not Rav Kahana, who was much later. This is Kahana. Kahana is earlier, as an early Amora that comes up here in the Yerushalmi every so often. Minayin Shein Chayev and Mechala, Pater Min HaMaaser, is how do you know that these items are Chayev and Chala, and Pater from Maaser's, right, the first group. Leket Shecha Vepeya Hefker, all the Hefker items, all the Matnes Aniyim items. How do you know those are all Pater from Maaser's? Amar le, lo tamar li, didn't I tell you? Won't you say, tarimu v'chein tarimu? The extra lashon. The extra lashon, by chala, is saying even things, these things that are putter from trumas and maisras, are chayiv in chala. Chazar v'yamar, or at second shot, me arba asrei. From the 14 years before Bnei Yisrael settled, right, the first 14 years, Shevesh HaKivshu v'Shevesh HaChilku. What was Mechuyev at that time? Ma'ar ba'asrei chayav and b'chala p'ter min ha'maisros, just like the 14 years were chayav and chala and p'ter from maisros, as we said, because chala was right when they went in. Af elu chayav b'chala p'ter min ha'maisros. So too, you have a model of just like in time, there was a chiyav. So too, here, these items, there's a chiyav chala and pater from Maaser's. Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yanai, ze echad mishol shloshim mikriyot shemuchuvarim batorah. This is one of the three items that are clear. We've had this already a number of times. This drasha. Uba ha-levi ki'ein lo chelik v'nachal imach. The Levi will come who doesn't have chelik nachal with you. When does the Levi get a portion of Shum, or the Kohen? When do they get Shumas and Maaser's? Something that he doesn't have a portion, that everybody doesn't have a portion. Masha yesh lecha ve'ein lo, atchayev litein lo. If you have something and he doesn't have a share in it, you have to give him a share. Right? That's regular, non-hefker items. Yotza hefker, sheyotcha v'yado shavin ba, but hefker, it's all open to all. And leket shechem mepeya, in ani levi, in ani kohen, he's able to get it. So he leket, he shecha, he peya, he hefker. So those are excluded from the chiyav of Trumas and Maaser's. Actually, we say, these are all mechuvarim, these are clear. These are clear drushes. Right, we read the Gemara, Rav Huttner points out in one of his mamarim, that we read the Gemara, you know, sometimes we're like, is this so organized? What is this doing here? Because this person is talking, we quote five different mamarim of his that have nothing to do with each other, right? Sometimes there's a stream of consciousness that the Gemara seems to go from one to the other, a tangent, right? So why is the Gemara formulated like this? Rav Huttner writes in one of his mamarim that even when there was a heter to write down Torah Shebaal Peh, as there was in the days of the Mishnah and then expanded in the Gemara, they wrote it bedafka in a Torah Shebaal Peh way. So even though it was written down, you need a Rebbe to help understand it, and Mefarshim to help understand the connections and the organization of it. So that's it keeps a Torah Shebaal Peh need, even though it was written down and became a sort of Torah Shebichsaf. Okay, but that's Varim She'ein Mechuvarin Batorah. Weiter. Maaser Rishon Shnei Lo. So again, the Mishnah said one of the items that is Pater, now in the categories of Chayev and Chala, again, Pater from Maaser's, still Chayev and Chala, because by that time it's all yours. So Umikivan, so says the Gemara. What does it mean, Maaser Rishon Shnei Lo? Like regular, Maaser Rishon, and then he took off Trumas Maaser, everything normal? Mikivan Shnei Lo Trumaso, Lav Kechulinu. 1 second, if he took off Truma Gedola, and then he took off Maaser Rishon, and then from the Maaser Rishon, he took off Trumas Maaser, well, what else? It's Pater from Maaser's? There are no other Maaser's to take off. Right? Lav Kechulinu? Right? What's left? What do you mean there's Pater Maaser's? Tiftar Shekhtimu Beshibalin. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the case is where the Levi went very early, before the Chiyav of Truma Gedola kicked in, and took his Maaser Rishon. And there's a special din, based on a number of drushes, that once the Levi does that, there is no Chiyav of Truma Gedola. He gets more. Yeah, he kind of cheated out the Kohen. But he gets, that's the halacha. Damar Rabbi Yavo, B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Maaser Rishon, Shekhtimu B'shibolin, Pater Mishuma Gedola. That's the halacha. Pater Mishuma Gedola. What's the source? So, a couple of drushes, possible. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ksiv, Kol Chelbo Es Mikdasho Mimenu. We take out the word S, right? All of the Chelbo, Mikdasho Mimenu. So what does it mean? Chelbo, his fatty stuff.
his special portion. Lo chelbo v'chelav chavero. You have to give your chelav, your special portion. The Levi has to give, but not somebody else's portion. Meaning the Yisrael's job to give truma gadola. That's not on the Levi. Chelbo lo chelbo v'chelav chavero. One drasha. Amar Reb Yona. We switch the name or a different one. This one is mentioned earlier. Vari Mosem imenu trumas Hashem ma'aser mina ma'aser. You shall take from the ma'aser rishon trumas ma'aser. And it's, the drasha is velo truma umaiser mina maiser. You take truma from trumas maiser mina maiser, and not truma umaiser mina maiser. Meaning once you only have to take off one nesina, one afrasha from maiser rishon, and not two. Again, it wasn't was supposed to be done. It wasn't appropriate, but that's what the Levi did, and that is the halacha. So that's how you know that this is the case of the Mishnah when it says maiser rishon shenilo trumaso. It means it's truma. Trumas Meiser was taken off, but not the Truma Gedola, because that you don't have to take off the Truma Gedola, and that's the Chiddush, that it is still Chayiv and Chala when you need it into your dough. Okay, we'll stop here.